1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The race for the White House heating up, less than 2 weeks until the Iowa caucuses, and Donald Trump is still solidly out in front.
Trump still holding a commanding lead in the polls, more than 30 points ahead, his rivals blasting his decision to skip the debate stage. His closest opponent, Nikki Haley, gaining momentum. Only Trump, DeSantis, and Haley have qualified for the next debate. Haley challenging Trump to show up, saying as the debate stage continues to shrink, it's getting harder for Donald Trump to hide.
That's ABC's Ike Ajachi. The former president's legal team appealing to the Maine Supreme Court, the Maine Secretary of State's decision to bar him from the ballot there. House Speaker Mike Johnson and 60 other Republican lawmakers visiting the southern border today as a White House official says negotiations on border security are, quote, moving in the right direction. New federal indictment for New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, now accused of receiving things of value from Qatar. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court has ruled that hospitals in Texas are not required to perform life-saving abortions. The court saying that would put the hospitals on the wrong side of Texas state law. The Biden administration has sued, arguing that the hospitals had to perform the abortions if the mother's life is at risk. Shipping giant Maersk now says it will stop sending its cargo ships through the Red Sea. Several ships have come under attack from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Several new projects launching with an old version of an iconic character.
The horror movie Mickey's Mousetrap just dropped its first trailer.
Where the hell did he go?
It uses the name and likeness of Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse character, which entered the public domain at the beginning of the year. Just the early 1928 Steamboat Willie version of Mickey is in the public domain for now. Copyrights in the U.S. are good for 95 years.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. That movie not connected to Disney, parent company of ABC News. Neither are other horror movies using the character or a new video game. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here come the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Chicago Bears Sunday at 3:25 at Lambeau Field. Now, if the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. But the Bears have improved. They won four of their last five games, including beating the division leaders, the Detroit Lions. Matt LaFleur.
It really means nothing unless we take care of business in Lambeau. We were in a similar situation a year ago and couldn't get it done. So we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I think Chicago is as improved as any team, and I'm sure they'd love have nothing more than to knock us out of the playoffs.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Iowa, 83-72 at the Kohl Center. Guard Chucky Hepburn able to play for much of the game after recovering from an injury over the holidays. Greg Guard.
You know, we're fortunate that we had the break that we had, you know, in terms of the days off and the rehab and stuff that he's been doing, but he's feeling good, and I thought he did some good things, especially the second half. He got going defensively and sparked us.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach, Greg Guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little sunshine trying to poke through by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to around 14 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. On Friday, another cloudy day with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much once again, Mr. Schmidt. A little bit under the weather, trying to get rid of his cough that he's had for quite some time now. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008. Commercial and residential restoration. You know, Todd, I was actually thinking about these guys when we had our last guest on.
When Tom was on?
When Tom was on, talking about, you know, he's fine if he never gets a phone call.
Right.
Because that means nobody's in danger and having problems. Same thing with the guys at Midwest Restoration. They will help you with whatever problems you have damaged to your house. If your sump pump goes out, you got a broken pipe in the basement, no matter what it is, mold, fire damage, they will help secure your building. They'll get rid of the stuff that is causing problems. They will help facilitate your next step in getting everything taken care of. They will go way above and beyond. They're committed to your needs. They're professional. They're fully trained, dedicated to work with your needs. Water damage can occur from a pipe breaking in your home. A sump pump, water heating can happen anytime. Give them a call. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST. Give them a call. They're a fantastic group of people. And it must be good to be a doctor because Todd brings the doctor coffee at her whim. I've been here 6 months, haven't received a single cup of coffee from Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, okay, Todd.
It's a visual thing, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna bring somebody coffee.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be this guy.
I just like to point out that the mug is a Mino and the Mayor mug.
Yes, that was one of our very first ones.
It's delightful.
That was our very first one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, Todd at one point gave me a mug to take home.
Yes.
And I do drink out of it at home. And I think about all of our good times.
You see the mug I use all the time.
Aww.
Mesabi Range College.
Love it.
Go Norseman.
I love, too, that it's green and gold.
I know, right? Those are our colors. I loved it.
Hey, guess where I was for the game on Sunday?
Where were you for the game Sunday?
The Vikings bar in Hibbing, Minnesota, wearing my Packers gear.
I saw a picture. You looked out of place.
I thought I was going to be killed.
Oh, you looked out of place there. I give you credit.
You know, I walked in, and some guy had a bass drum, and some guy had a cowbell, and there was a guy running around with a flag, and they did the skull chant. Oh. Like, they were in.
Oh, that's hardcore country for Vikings fans.
But everything fell apart for them after that.
Did it ever, huh?
Yeah.
How much fun was that?
It was actually really fun. And they were very, I was not like obnoxious.
Yeah, not like you're in downtown Chicago someplace.
Right. But right. I mean, I was clearly a Packer fan and there were other Packer fans there. And we started, you know, the Packers would score and we'd walk over and fist bump each other. Be real subtle.
Isn't that the greatest when you're in the opposing team's territory?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. That's the best.
When you're winning.
When you're winning.
When you're winning. If you're losing, it's a little embarrassing.
Yes, totally agree. Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. You just kind of slink out. You say I'm going to the men's room and you just sort of slink out, well, slink away.
And you know, the coolest thing was this is a bar that has been in the family for like four generations. And the grandmother is a Packer fan. Because remember,
okay, yes.
The Vikings have not been around that long.
When I lived in northern Minnesota, right outside of Hibbing, there were a lot of the old timers were Packer fans. A lot of the bars in Virginia, Minnesota would have Packers and Vikings pennants up there.
There were pennants.
Yes.
There were Packer pennants on the ceiling. And the promise that they made to their grandmother was that
they wouldn't take down the Packer stuff.
Until the Vikings won the Super Bowl, which they have resolved will never happen.
They've accepted that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. They were all diehard Packer fans until the Vikings came into play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. That's very cool. Yeah. Okay, I can ask you something. Can I ask you one, by the way, good thing here, Hibbing, home of Bob Dylan and Kevin McHale. People forget Kevin McHale.
Yes. And there's a very famous baseball player who's from there, too. And I cannot think of
Roger
who it
Maris?
Is. I don't think so.
Okay.
He's like an old-timer, though.
Oh, Roger Maris.
it sure could be.
Well, you know who's from just up the road? I'm trying to think of the name of the town. From Field of Dreams.
Oh, Chisholm.
Yes, Chisholm.
Yeah, Doc. The old doctor that it was all about. Yeah.
Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a whole thing. There's another lake in the middle of Chisholm. Oh, yeah. They've got it's a whole thing.
Because
they
are way into that.
Moonlight Graham.
Very good. That's very impressive. That's good.
Yeah. I always wanted to go to Chisholm, and now I go there on a regular basis.
Wow. So I got to ask you this medically, okay? Can I ask you one medical question?
Yes. It's blue, the little blue one.
Pill. No. Here we go.
Wow. Todd.
Sorry, Jim's not here.
Todd, when's Jim coming back to support me?
I'll give him a call, see if he can be here in 10 minutes.
So I'm over my cold now, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I always say it takes minimum 8 to 10 days. Is that the truth, or is that just me? Because Jim seems like he's had this cough now for at least 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks
today.
It's
been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it seems like there's some sort of virus that's really lingering right now. Yeah. It really depends on the virus. It depends on your overall health. You know, Jim, not a super healthy guy.
Say that again. I just want to hear that again.
Let me I said that for you.
I want to roll
Give
tape
the bell.
On that.
Yeah, roll tape.
Jim, not a super healthy guy.
Bing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There really is a virus that's been lingering because my 17-year-old son, who is like 17, has been
immune
sick with
to everything.
Yeah. And all of the respiratory viruses right now are rising. So it's COVID, it's RSV, it's influenza. By the way, all three of those, there are vaccines. So if you haven't gotten your vaccine, please get the information, make a really good decision for yourself because people die from these.
I keep seeing the term RSV and I don't know what that means.
It's a hard word to say.
Okay.
It's respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. It affects really young kids. So often, I remember my kids would get super sick when they were really little and they would just have this terrible hacking cough.
Yeah.
But it also affects older people. So there is a new vaccine that's available for people over 60 and over, and then for young kids and pregnant moms too.
Wow. Pregnant moms can get a vaccine?
To protect their babies.
Wow, I did not know this.
Yeah, because it's those really little kids who get these respiratory viruses. I don't know if your kids ever were sick like that when you were little.
They had everything. You know, back in my day. You know, we were just talking about this the other day. Is chicken pox eradicated?
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's related to shingles.
I know that when you're older. But Todd, was it you that said your mom made you go play with a kid that had chicken pox?
When I was little, our neighbor had chicken pox, and so she brought that little girl over so we could play and I would get chicken pox and have to go through the whole thing. Yeah.
That was a thing back in the day. I think you and I are probably the same age.
Yeah, that was a thing.
But that was before the vaccine.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. So you would get exposed and then you'd get a little sick and then you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Gotcha.
But that was like your parents vaccinating.
But the chicken pox was more than a little sick. That was terrible, the chicken pox, when you had it when you were a kid. And it seems like those things would always happen first 2 weeks of like summer vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember the first day of summer vacation going into high school, I got the mumps.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Which is like the worst. Yeah.
Mumps.
What is mumps anyway? I mean, what is it?
It's a virus.
And what does it do? What do you get?
mumps.
but like is like with chicken pox, you get the spots and the
no, it's your throat. Yeah, you can't even swallow.
It gets really swollen. Your glands and your throat get really swollen and painful.
Oh, pain! Like,
it can
painful,
affect
like
other
you
parts
believe.
Of you too.
Oh, it affected parts of me too.
Did it?
Oh. So anyway,
other sensitive parts of you.
Well, yeah, they thought I might never have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three kids later.
Why?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, good work.
Beat the odds. Overcame that. Absolutely.
You know what? You want help with the coffin? I told you this, John, the other day. We had a couple of guests on. Jacob from the Door County Farm for Vets was in.
Oh, I love that.
And Big Wayne was in. Was next door, and I talked to him. I took honey and put onions in it.
Yeah.
And garlic.
Uh-huh.
And made kind of like a syrup out of it.
Yes.
That got rid of my cold within like 2 days.
Amazing.
But that stuff is nasty.
Okay, can I tell you something I did the other day that cleaned me out really good?
He's talking about his sinuses.
Sinuses. Okay.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What's the fireball with honey? Put a shot glass of that in the microwave for about 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wow. It's like liquid flame that just
I'm imagining like your kids passing down this homeopathic remedy. Like, just take some fireball, put it in a shot glass in the microwave.
This is what Grandpa John used to do. You take some fireball. Mom, I'm 7. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I remember my mom used to take an aspirin and she'd crush it up in between
two
spoons.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
And then put sugar in it.
We didn't get the sugar, but I remember her crushing it up.
Yeah.
The old bear aspirin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
And then they found out that aspirin is actually really bad for little kids.
Is it?
It is. Little kids are not supposed to have aspirin. Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
All the stuff our parents did to us was not good for us back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
I had the worst. I had the whooping cough. You ever hear of the whooping cough? Now, that sounds like something from, like, Little House on the Prairie.
That's another thing that we vaccinate pregnant moms for so that their infants don't get it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I missed a month of school because of that, the third grade, and I never caught up. Never caught up to the math part. I'm still working that. Jim always gives me a hard time about that. I just never caught up. What are you guys? Says, John, you were thinking about Lena Dunham. Who's Lena Dunham?
I don't know.
I got a text on this.
She's an actress. She was in the Showtime show. Was it called Girls? It was like maybe a decade ago.
Okay.
Yeah. She's just a brilliant actress, producer. I think it was her show that she developed.
What did you call it? Girls?
I think it's called Girls.
It is. Okay. You're right. Yeah.
But when did I mention her? I don't get.
Is she from Hibbing or something like that?
Oh, is she from Hibbing?
Maybe.
Maybe that's it.
I don't think so.
I don't know what.
I don't know. Help us out here, folks. Help us out. But is there anything that, you know, and the thing is, you know, I had a buddy. I won't say who it was, but I got a good buddy who did the worst possible things with his kids all the time. Because they would get a bad cold.
Where are you going with this?
They would get a bad cold. And he would have leftover antibiotics and be like, take some antibiotics.
This is bad. Don't
Isn't
do that.
Isn't that the worst thing possible? And I would tell him, no, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, the antibiotics will knock it out.
No, because antibiotics will treat a bacterial infection.
Right.
And they only treat specific bacteria. So if you get sick, like when I see people in the hospital, I try to target the antibiotic to the pathogen, the bacteria that's causing the infection. So just giving somebody an antibiotic is not going to fix their problem, especially if it's a virus, because antibiotics don't treat viruses.
Does anything treat a virus?
Yeah, antivirals.
What are they?
Oh, so if you get sick with COVID or influenza, you can actually get medicine to treat the virus, but you have to get in early. It only works if you get in within the first, you know, day or two.
Because I remember when I used to call my health guru, Dr. Al.
Yeah.
I say, Al.
From Kukana.
I can barely go on the air. Just toughen up. It'll go away. It'll go away.
Yeah.
That was always just the old school guys. Was just kind of like, you know what? Just ride it out. It's going to go away
but
no matter what.
Usually they were right.
I know. All right. We got to talk about some more cool stuff. Dr. Kristen Lierley in the house. The mayor has the day off. Think he's listening or do you think he's sleeping?
He's sleeping with Milton.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Milton, daddy's sick. Come snuggle with me. I can just see that. Can't you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So John went to the bathroom, and now you're stuck with me.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. He's ADD. He just walks away.
They do this to me all the time. Those breaks are really short now. And so we'll go into a break, and they'll, you know, hang out for a little while. And all of a sudden, like 10 seconds before we go on the air, they'll walk out of the studio.
Okay, Todd.
This is just a preview of things to come with John. Just wandering away.
Todd.
Yeah.
Todd. How long have we been working together, Todd?
Let's say 7 months.
How, Todd, what's the one flavor of sparkling water
I don't like? You don't like grape. Yep. There's another case of other stuff out there. Did you see it on the floor?
No.
I'm drinking the grape for you, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yep.
I feel like the guys in Slapshot, get me a grape, none of that stinking root beer. Did you ever see that movie? Because, you know, they're all from the range. They're all from Virginia, Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Carlson brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hanson brothers in the movie.
It's an old movie.
Old movie.
No, I have not seen it. Maybe I should.
Got a question here. Vitamin C, good for you? If so, how much per day? That's from William. If anybody has questions for the doctor, she's in the house. Let us know.
Bring it. Let's talk.
Let's do it.
Okay, so here's the thing about vitamins. They are meant to supplement your diet. So if you are not getting a sufficient amount of vitamin C in your diet with like a little glass of orange juice or even better, like an orange. You know, an orange is better than orange juice. Do you know why?
Sugar.
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yes, if they put extra sugar in the orange juice that you drink, but fiber, when you eat the orange, you get the vitamins and then you get the fiber.
You're really big into fiber. I've noticed that.
Well, I'm really big into, like, you know, having normal bowel movements.
Oh, well, that too. Okay. 7 months. First time that sentence was ever uttered on this show. Unless it was Jim talking about Milton.
But here's the problem with supplements. The way that they are sold to us, they are almost sold like, well, you don't have to eat healthy foods. You don't need to eat fruits and vegetables and all that. Just take a supplement and you'll be covered. It's not that easy. Your body doesn't absorb it the same way. And really, you need the other things in those healthy foods. So you need, if you can handle deep green leafy vegetables like kale and spinach, you need peppers and you need oranges and apples. Apples are great. That's why an apple a day keeps the doctor away, because of that fiber in the apple helps to keep you regular.
I keep a bag of apples. In fact, I ate the last one on the way to the movies last night. I keep a bag of apples on my passenger seat of my car.
That's interesting.
And that's not interesting, but it's a cool thing if you're a little bit hungry and you see a fast food place, or I'm going to grab an apple just for now.
That's brilliant.
And how much that fills you up. You know what I've learned as I've gotten older? You don't need like big amounts of food to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing how small of a portion sometimes can fill you up, as long as mentally you're like, I'm fine.
Well, your stomach is only about the size of your fist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much do you look at your fist? How much do you need to put in there?
Mine has to stretch out quite a bit. Because there's days like I just graze all day long.
Yeah, there are. That's not even a question. That can happen. But it's funny if, like I said, if you're driving along where it would be so easy to just do a quick thing through Burger King or, you know, whatever, versus just having an apple, how much that will fill you up for a long time.
Yeah.
At least that's what I found. Again, maybe that's becoming the old guy thing, but I like that.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Yes. That's
are we having a moment?
I think that might be the first time that phrase has ever been said on the show.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen about 10 seconds?
What's that?
That cop car is going to pull up in front of us, and the light's going to be shining in our studio again. Back off! You know that's going to happen. You just know it.
No, he's in his car right now, and he's shaking his head like, this is what I live with. This is all the time.
All the time. 24/7.
It's kind of interesting. Today's International Mind-Body Wellness Day.
Oh.
Which is kind of nice for the... And Women Rock Day.
Woo! Women what day?
Women Rock.
Oh, Rock Day. Okay.
Yes, we do.
So, I mean, in a way, we're covering both of those by having Dr. Kristen here, aren't we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And ladies... You rock today.
If only it was mascot day, you would have the trifecta working there. No question about that. But let me ask you something else, going back to like your medical. When you got into it, you were like that second wave maybe of women becoming doctors? Because
yeah, my class was the first class at the University of Wisconsin that was more women than men.
That's what I was getting at. You were that second surge, huh? You almost had the pioneer ladies that started it out, and, you know, they were, like, unusual. It's like, oh, she's a doctor. Because there used to be that joke, or not a joke, but a riddle about the doctor comes in, says, I cannot operate on this. It's my son.
Uh-huh.
Remember that joke? And like, what was the key? Well, the doctor is his mom.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that whole thing.
But I still get that. I mean, there's still, oh, yeah, there's a ton of misogyny in medicine. And if I tell somebody that I work at the hospital, automatically they assume that I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
And even if I say, nope, not a nurse, they say, nurse practitioner? Like, their mind doesn't go to that.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it's hard, I think, sometimes, too. Like, I can go through a whole treatment plan that involves surgery with a patient, and at the end of it, they'll say, and who will operate on me?
Wow.
And I say, me. I'm the surgeon.
Wow.
I can do that. Yeah.
Although, you know what's funny, though? For some reason, there's still the term, instead of just nurse, there's still the term male nurse.
Yeah.
Like the guys.
It's like in the other direction.
All kinds of guys from the military that are, quote unquote, male nurses, but they're, you know, doing the same thing. But it's just that for generations, you get that one thing in your mind versus the way it is now.
Yeah.
So when you were in college, were you ever discouraged to like, well, you know what I mean? Versus like somebody who, you know, because a lot of the doctors that I know, like Dr. Allen, that they're generations of doctors. Mm-hmm. Their grandpa was a doctor. Their dad was a doctor. Their uncle's a doctor, whatever. And you were... Didn't come from a doctor type family, right?
Oh, I'm a first generation college student. So the goal was to get me to college. And then after that, it was like, whatever you figure out from there. Yeah, I think there were definitely times where people said, like, especially when I was in medical school and I chose OBGYN. And one of my mentors said, I think you probably, you know, you've got a family and that's a really demanding schedule. You might want to pick something more like pediatrics or family medicine because it's easier and the schedule's better. And there was a time when I thought, you know, that's probably right. And then now looking back on it, I'm like, but I love OBGYN. I absolutely love every aspect from, you know, delivering babies to doing hysterectomies to talking to people about really sensitive subjects and all, and the way that it interfaces with what's happening in the rest of the world and all the political stuff, because you can't discount that, you know, politics is all up in our healthcare right now.
Right.
So we've got to go in the other direction too. That all works for me because I really love it. I couldn't picture myself anywhere else. So it's disappointing that somebody tried to steer me in the different direction, but I had the fortitude to, you know, I knew what my North Star was.
So did you have to almost, I don't want to say have a mentor because you didn't have anybody in your family that did. Did you pick somebody and say, I'm going to kind of have this person help guide me, if, that person I need to talk to if things are tough or anything like that?
So many people.
Okay.
Regardless of what you do, I think you need mentorship.
Right.
So when you identify somebody in your field who, in your field, in your life, in your realm, who can help you get to that next place, who makes you feel inspired, who sees something in you and wants to sponsor you, wants to help you get to that next place, then yeah, I mean, I can't count them all my fingers and toes, just because we stand on the shoulders of the people who came before us and the people.
And now you're one of those people.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Mentorship people. I actually have a group of folks, you know, there's a medical school here over at St. Norbert's here in Green Bay. Yeah. So I've got a group of medical students who, these are exceptional people. Like, these are people who not only are really smart, but a lot of them are from this area and they're really committed to coming back to this area to provide medical care. And man, they're the future. They're the future of medicine in this part of the world.
How does somebody go from a young girl in Kaukauna, Okay. No disrespect to Kakana. I live there. To taking a scalpel and doing stuff to people.
One step at a time, John.
I want to find out a little bit more about that. Might of the mayor. The mayor's out. Burke Griffin will be joining us at 7:34. Big Papa Burke Griffin. Talk a little Packer football. Can you stick around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The race for the White House heating up, less than 2 weeks until the Iowa caucuses, and Donald Trump is still solidly out in front.
Trump still holding a commanding lead in the polls, more than 30 points ahead, his rivals blasting his decision to skip the debate stage. His closest opponent, Nikki Haley, gaining momentum. Only Trump, DeSantis, and Haley have qualified for the next debate. Haley challenging Trump to show up, saying as the debate stage continues to shrink, it's getting harder for Donald Trump to hide.
That's ABC's Ike Adjaci. The former president's legal team appealing to the Maine Supreme Court, the Maine Secretary of State's decision to bar him from the ballot there. House Speaker Mike Johnson and 60 other Republican lawmakers visiting the southern border today as a White House official says negotiations on border security are, quote, moving in the right direction. New federal indictment for New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, now accused of receiving things of value from Qatar. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little sunshine trying to poke through by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to around 14 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. On Friday, another cloudy day with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability.
I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app. The Mayor is still under the weather a little bit with his chest cold, battling that out. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us today on International Mind/Body Wellness Day.
And?
Women Rock Day.
Woo, woo.
Mel Gibson's 68th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Eli Manning's 43rd birthday.
Adorable. I love that family. They're so much fun.
They are. They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, their dad, this is a true story, their dad was like my biggest sports hero when I was growing up.
Aww.
Archie Manning.
Yeah. Did you see the commercial recently with Archie and Eli?
Yeah. Yeah.
So cute.
So I used to have him on my radio show years ago, Archie, but once a year.
Uh-huh.
And he was always great. And I would give anything in the world if I would have saved this voice message, okay? He's supposed to be coming on. He goes, hey, John, this is Arch Manning down in New Orleans. Hey, bud, I know I'm supposed to be on your show tomorrow. Hey, man, I'm going to have to postpone that if that's okay. We got a storm coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah. And he said, yeah. I think I might be buying some plywood and stuff and hunkering down a little bit. But as soon as it goes through, I'll give you a call. I would give anything in the world if I could find that recording. Archie Manning calling and so politely saying he can't be on the show. So politely saying he can't be on the show because Hurricane Katrina is coming in. Isn't that something? He was so nice. Loved the guy.
That's kind of that Southern way, though, too.
Yes, it was. And it seems like they were brought up that way, too.
Yeah.
The two boys.
Yeah. They're funny. Like, I like how they
great.
Play off of each other.
Absolutely.
They're kind of like the Watt brothers.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And who doesn't love the Watt brothers? Especially,
everybody loves
the Watt. Those of us in Wisconsin.
Who I'm not big fans of, to be honest with you, is the Kelce brothers.
Oh.
I think they try to bring in a little bit too much something to the glitz and glamour part. You?
Evolving. I think right now everybody is really caught up in this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think Taylor Swift is really talented.
Incredibly talented.
Yes. I do like her music.
Yes.
I wouldn't call myself a Swiftie, but I appreciate her.
Okay.
It's a lot of, publicity.
Yeah. And again, I like her. I think she's unbelievably talented and all those kinds of things. I just, and going to the games is fine. You can go to the games. But, could you just sit in the second row maybe and watch the game?
They can't.
You have to stand right there like you're Jesus on Mount Sinai or something.
Yeah, but you would do the same thing.
No, I would not. I'd be just the opposite. I really would.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's really good, though. I mean, think about how she has grown up. Like, she's 35. She's been in the business for 2/3 of her life.
Right.
So her life is all about how can I present myself? How can I be, she's always perfect.
Yeah,
she's,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And she's gone through a lot. And, if I was her dad, and I'm not even joking about this, when Kanye West did that, I would have smashed his teeth in.
Yeah.
Well, I would have knocked his teeth into the back of his throat.
Yeah.
I thought that was the worst thing I've ever seen in entertainment history, to embarrass a young girl like that.
It was terrible. But Kanye, we know that Kanye suffers from mental health issues, and he's often untreated.
Okay.
I'm not making an excuse for Kanye, but and I think that was terrible behavior.
All right. I did not know that.
And to be clear, I am an aluminum bleacher kind of gal. I am like a, get to the game.
Yes, exactly.
Put your seat down.
Exactly.
Like, I want to be in the bowl.
Exactly.
I do not want to be in a box.
Absolutely.
In the box, I don't pay attention to the game.
Absolutely. But it's just one of, because even like Giselle, You know, she just used to sit in like the second or third row with her kids and watch the game and everything. Not, you know, standing right front where everybody in the stadium can see me type of thing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have against her.
But she knows how to get that publicity. And I don't know that she knows how to live under the radar.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, because she's just grown up with that. So
all right.
That's just how she is.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
So where's Burke, Todd?
So far, can't get through.
Okay.
Voicemail.
Okay, we're supposed to have him on last week, too, and he said he had his ringer off. Let's see what it's going to be this time.
Burke's not a morning guy.
I know. Burke, where are you? But anyway, all right, well, we don't need Burke. We can talk. Let me ask you something else than what we were talking about before, because I don't want to give up on this. Because you know what? They talk so much about the term holistic treatments. What does that mean? Because I already learned something today about that RSV virus or something. What is holistic? Does that mean no medicine?
Not necessarily. It means taking into account all of you, not just one piece of you.
Okay.
So traditional medicine, when you think about like going to the doctor, you're trying to solve a problem and you typically go home with like a medicine or, like something specific. Holistic is like, what else is happening in your life?
Okay.
Are you getting enough exercise? What does your diet look like? Are you getting sleep? All of those things. But those are the things that are hard. Like those are your habits that
those
you
are 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how can you change those parts of you that are really hard to change? And this is that time of year that a lot of us are thinking about that.
Well, a fresh start type of thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing I want to know, who was I talking about this with? But health clubs. Can health clubs be unhealthy this time of year because of stuff spreading? And you know, you talked about just wash your, or who do we have on, Todd? What doctor? We were just talking about just wash your hands. Oh, Mark Houston from Bellin. He's like, you know, the most basic thing, wash your hands a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be amazed at how much less you'll spread and how much less you'll catch.
Yeah.
But that's true, too. But I will say this, though. Health clubs seem to be the one place where it's a priority of, like, I don't know if it really does any good, but, like, wiping down your equipment that you've been using and everything. But I almost feel like being on a piece of machinery that somebody else has sweated on, I'd like to give that a couple of days before I get back in. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's let that totally evaporate or something.
People don't wipe down their equipment. You almost need to wipe it down before you get on it just to make sure it's...
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
Yeah. And it's not the sweat. It's the respiratory stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then all of that, you know, if they're grunting and there are fluids in the air and and it's a closed space.
Yeah.
So if there's not good circulation, then, you know, if somebody has a virus... I will admit
I used to do something that I would never do again for a lot of reasons.
This is like the story of John in college right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Oh, we're not going that bad. tanning booths.
Yeah.
I'll never use a tanning booth again, I don't think. Maybe I'd stand in one if I was going on vacation someplace south and needed a quick tan. But otherwise, the thought of laying there. Todd, didn't we have this talk one day? The thought of laying there in a tanning booth these days isn't...
Yeah.
Well, there's a time and a place for tanning booths. Okay. Like, say you're going to go somewhere on spring break.
Right.
So we are very pasty up here in the north.
Yes.
And when you go down to closer to the equator, the sun is hot.
Yes.
And it's out for a long time. So you could get a bad sunburn if you're out for too long.
Which almost everybody does their first couple of days in Mexico type thing.
Yeah. You don't want that. It ruins your vacation. So, you know, get a little bit of a base tan and go down there. Tanning booths can also be helpful for people with some skin conditions like psoriasis. Okay. It can be part of standard treatment.
I actually used to go all the time when I had a cold, like I'm just getting over.
Yeah.
I used to like that feeling of just laying there in the heat.
It does feel good.
It does feel good.
I used to go before prom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Who'd you go to prom with?
John Van Zeeland.
How's he doing?
I think pretty good.
Good.
I think he's in Appleton. We haven't talked in a while.
Okay. All right. Good. Do you have like the junior prom thing?
Yeah, we went to junior and senior prom. We went to two proms.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Was he taller than you?
We were about the same height.
Okay. All right. Was that tough? Because you're what? About 5'11"?
5'10".
5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, I'm tall.
Okay. No, listen to me. Okay.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, listen. Every guy who's 5'10 will say he's almost 6 foot.
Uh-huh.
Every woman who's like 5'11 says she's like 5'10 or 5'9. Women downplay their height and guys overestimate their height. Why is that?
I don't know.
I have found that a lot.
I'm 5'9 and a half.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay.
but I say 5'10".
All right. So when you played, you didn't play volleyball though, right?
No, I'm not coordinated.
Did you have to do like...
That's why I was a mascot.
Did you have to do stunts when you're a mascot? Didn't they take... Did they like flip you up in the air on like the trampoline type thing?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I mean, I did cheers with the cheerleaders and we did like pyramids and stuff, but no.
Okay. All right.
A lot of it depends on your head. Your head limits your ability to do things.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, Bucky has to see out of his mouth and it's hard to... Like, you can't see me, but I have like Bucky's visual in front of me right now. Like, that's all he can see.
So no peripheral vision or
no
anything like that, right?
No peripheral vision. You like don't sneak up on a mascot. They don't know you're coming.
I'll bet. Yeah. I remember one time I was going to do a story when I was doing Green Bay basketball and I was doing the coaches show. I was going to do a feature story on the school president was going to be the mascot.
Yes.
For a game. And he lasted about 3 minutes. He got so claustrophobic. He couldn't stand it. They had him get him out of there.
Really?
Said he felt like he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I bet that could happen, right?
Oh, yeah. Some of them have, actually, Purdue Pete has a fan in his head.
Purdue Pete?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Good for Purdue Pete. Hey, did you do hockey games, too, at old Williams Arena?
Oh, I did.
That place rocked, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
I went to a couple games there, UMD against the Maine U, as they used to call it, from Minnesota.
Yes.
And those hockey games were as raucous as any college sporting event I've ever been at.
Oh, yeah. And
they
were
incredible.
When Doug Woog was the coach for the Gophers, and then Kurt Sauer was the coach for the Badgers,
yes.
And that was
that
the
was
rivalry.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That
was right when women's hockey started being a thing. It was a club sport when I was in college.
Okay.
I almost skated for the Gophers, but I really wasn't that good.
You play hockey?
A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah,
interesting.
Bit. But now it's like a big deal. Like,
oh,
you know,
it's huge.
There's the Women's Hockey League.
I'll tell you what. One of the best Olympic sporting events I've ever seen in my life was a few years ago, United States against Canada for the gold medal. And a bunch of the ladies on the Canadian team played for the Badgers.
Yeah.
So there were teammates going against each other out for blood. It was phenomenal. Women's hockey is... pretty interesting sport.
Yeah.
It just
started professionally.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Good for them.
I think it's going to take off, especially in Wisconsin.
By the way, got a text here, and I don't know how to pronounce this first word. Integrative?
Yeah.
Doctors, what's their advantage to patients? Integrative doctors. I've never heard of that before.
They have a different perspective. So traditional medicine is like, you know, your regular doctor. They were trained in the traditional style. So medicine, surgeries, like if that's what you think of as a doctor.
Okay.
Integrative medicine, they look at more natural stuff, naturopathy. They might look at herbs and chiropractors and acupuncture and lots of that other stuff that really can be helpful. But the way that I was trained, that was all kind of like ancillary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it treats you as a whole holistic.
Okay.
It treats you as a whole person. And I think it's really important anytime that you are looking at, like you're trying to solve a health problem for yourself, it's important to think of yourself as a whole person that lives in the world instead of like a kidney.
Right.
You know? Like you are so much more than the one problem that you have right now.
What do you think? Because Jim always talks about this, that he's looking at getting a concierge doctor. Is that a wave of the future or is that a fad?
I have a feeling about concierge docs. So if you can afford it, that's great. It's a privilege because then you've got a doctor at your beck and call to answer your questions and to solve your problems.
Like you can literally call them up and say, and they'll answer the phone. They'll answer their cell and they'll, okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
It's great. Everybody should have a doctor that's like a concierge doctor. But I look at things from a public health perspective. And, you know, the University of Wisconsin was the first medical school that was a school of medicine and public health, recognizing that public health affects your personal health. So when you look at who can get healthcare in this country, because our healthcare system is so broken, there are a lot of people who can't get any sort of healthcare. And then there are people who can get all the healthcare. And that's kind of what concierge medicine is. And a lot of docs who have left the field and gone into concierge medicine have done it because they're just tired of being employed. The system, the pre-authorizations, the electronic medical record, all of that administrative burden takes you away from taking care of your patients. So that concierge relationship is really beautiful. You can really focus on that doctor-patient relationship, which is what everybody really wants.
So it's also like almost as big of a benefit for the doctor as it is the patient.
I think so.
I mean, they're doing it for a reason so that they can have more focus on really taking care of that person and less of the yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I mean, we don't go into this for the money. Doctors go into this because we want to take care of patients, especially these days when it costs so much to get a medical education. I mean, I still have over $100,000 in debt.
I was going to ask that, how much loan type things are still out there with people. I mean, it's pretty amazing what some of these, I hate to say kids, but these young professionals, how much is hanging over their head for the rest of, for a long, long time, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you're locked in.
Yeah.
And then you've got a job that you're not satisfied with. So you've got to find a way to be able to do your job.
Well, you can always do radio. Think about that. $1,500 a month, I'm telling you.
Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Here with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the mayor under the weather today, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, filling in very, very capably.
Maybe I should go over to his house and give him a house call.
I think you should.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. We'll both do it.
live on the air.
We'll all go over and do it.
Boy, if we would have been thinking, we would have sent you over with a phone and we could have done it live on the air.
Nice. Time for your temperature, doctor.
Exactly. Exactly. By the way, you know, that's one of my things. So I'm still drinking a lot of broth.
Oh.
Instead of coffee.
Oh.
Because I've got high blood pressure.
How's the sodium in the broth?
I don't know.
Because that can affect your blood pressure. You should look at your broth.
Todd, can you do me a favor?
You want me to go look at your broth?
I'll be right back. I threw the carton. No, I just put the carton in the garbage.
Because broth can be really high in sodium.
I really did. What? See, now I've been thinking, I've been doing so good for myself instead of coffee, drinking bone broth. Because they say that makes your skin a lot more luminescent.
Oh.
So I feel like I'm more luminescent this year. Yeah. Yes. Have you noticed that?
This year.
First couple of days, yeah.
It's the third of January.
Yeah, but give me time. Give me time. But I was reading that's like really good for you is bone broth.
Yeah, it's a trendy thing right now. Just like a lot of the vitamins. Yeah. You know, like vitamin C. We had that caller earlier, or that texter, who was curious about that. Vitamin E a couple of years ago.
Yes, whatever happened to vitamin E?
It was a fad. Turmeric now. A lot of people are doing turmeric.
I remember I got a cut one time and had a scar type thing, and they said put vitamin E on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like almost like a miracle thing. It's like they were using that for everything, remember?
Yeah. Break open that little capsule.
Yes.
Yeah. There are actually things like Mederma that you can put on scars now that help to reduce the appearance of scars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you were in medical school, did you always know the specialty you wanted to go into?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there. All right,
so here's the thing. And I have to give you credit because normally I do see the stuff that you drink says low sodium on it. This says, elevate your homemade, full, rich-bodied flavor with Swanson beef broth. Okay?
Okay.
Sodium, 830 milligrams or 36% of your daily allowance.
In one cup?
In one serving.
And how many servings are in that box?
So four.
Mm.
So a cup is what they're
so saying. I get about a week's worth of sodium in a day.
About that.
They do make a low sodium. I don't know about that specific one, but they make a low sodium alternative.
Everything's got some kind of a catch.
Now, let me ask you about broth. Because there's broth like you cook with.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a stuff called bone broth. Those are different, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. So I think of bone broth like, you know, you make your... your ham for Christmas, and then you take the bones and you put them in a big pot with water onions and carrots, and you simmer it. That's what I think of as bone broth. I am not an expert in this, to be fair. I don't know what the difference is between that and broth. If they maybe like, if it comes from like a powder or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So everything's, and I read about this in Men's Health.
Yeah.
Well, then it's got to be true. I mean, if it's in Men's Health.
But this is what's so tricky. Like,
You think you're doing something good for yourself, then there's always that hidden thing.
The thing that makes me the craziest is if you're watching TV and you see these Balance of Nature vitamins, have you seen these ads?
Yeah.
So you can get your fruits and your vegetables, and that's only $80 a bottle or whatever. Like, no, eat your fruits and vegetables. They're just selling you something.
Give me your biggest things that you wouldn't do. And I don't want to do it where it's like some company say, well, she recommended that nobody eat so-and-so. Just in general, what are some of the things where you, I mean, it's again, start of a new year and people always, you know, wanting a fresh start and whatever. Couple of things, yes and no's.
That's really broad.
I know.
Wow.
Give me a yes.
Yes. Move your body every day in some sort of a way. Even those days that I just don't feel like exercising,
right,
I'll just get on the treadmill and I'll like watch a show while I'm walking.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be vigorous. I'm just taking steps and watching a show.
Okay.
What show are you watching?
Right now I'm watching The Morning Show.
Oh, that's
Apple
good.
TV.
That's good.
Oh!
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah. It's really
good.
Have
you seen it? Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a good show?
I love how they get into the whole Me Too thing.
Yeah.
And they really explore how...
Well, it's so current.
It's so current.
Everything is so current. It's unbelievable.
And it's complex.
Yes.
And when you look at it through different people's eyes, you see it in different ways, obviously. So, you know, what was sexual harassment in one person's eyes was like, but that's just what we did in another person's eyes. So it really has been, I think they do a really good job of just mining that topic.
Did you see the movie with Margot Robbie? And it was about Fox News when it kind of went to, it's based on a true story.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Yes. Gretchen Carlson's story.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a couple of years ago.
But The Morning Show, I love that.
It's really well done.
Yeah.
Really well produced.
And the thing is too, like the Steve Canal thing.
Oh my
gosh. You know,
gosh.
His character and the tragedy that led him to and whatever. And
I totally get that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, these days, you know, back in the day, it was just kind of like whatever, but. Wow. Yeah, that's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
This is that time of year, though, when all the good shows come out.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're getting ready for Oscar season. So, like, I want to see all the movies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just saw Boys in the Boat.
Boys in the Boat. Saw that last night. I really liked it. I want to see Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
I like the historical type things.
I want to see Maestro because I love music. It's, it's Bradley Cooper and he's Leonard Bernstein.
You're kidding.
No. And it's about the music, but it's about like what a complicated, complex character he himself was and the relationship that he had with his wife.
Wow.
You like Bradley Cooper, right?
I want yes.
From The Hangover.
Oh, he's phenomenal. Man. He was so good in so many things, though.
Yes.
But if there is reincarnation, I want to come back looking like Bradley Cooper.
We all do.
Instead of Joe Pesci.
I don't know if I get
that way. funny how? Like I amuse you? Like I'm funny like a clown? Come on. Well, Dr. Kristen, this is sure fun having you here.
I love hanging out with you.
This is so much
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for inviting me.
Love doing this. And, I'm glad Jim's not here, so, you know, he doesn't have to chime in with him. Because he'd be, like, talking about his physical problems and his ailments and things like that. And you know, I'm not like that.
To that end, I love that people are texting in questions.
Yes.
Because these are questions that, you know, we all have things that are floating around in our heads.
Absolutely.
So please, you know, send your questions and let's have conversations about lots of these topics.
One more do and don't or one good and bad for this year.
Oh, my gosh.
The moving thing, that's great. Just no matter what, get up and move and you'll feel better. I will say this, no matter what, I've never... worked out, and even if it's just, like I said, walking around the block here a couple of times.
It matters.
I've never thought to myself, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Mm-hmm. But there's a million days where it's like, oh, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, once you do it, it's no matter what, it's good.
I do. I love that you drive around in your car with apples in the passenger seat.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, commit to eating a fruit or a vegetable. If you don't do it ever, once a day. If you do it sometimes, with every meal.
I would take you for a ride and let you have one of my apples.
You would take me for a ride. Let's go.
The only problem is my passenger seat is full of apple cores. Gotta be honest with you. Doctor, so great having you here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Hope you have a phenomenal new year coming up and you're a regular part of this all the way through.
2024 is going to be a blast.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woo.
Very cool. Todd, thanks for
you got
much,
it.
Buddy. Hopefully the mayor will be back again tomorrow morning. If not, we're fine. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown, Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.